The combined federal campaign, it's in full swing, and federal employees in the Capital area have shelled out more than $26 million so far. John Lazar is executive director of the CFC of the National Capital Area, and he joins us now with an update. Mr. Lazar, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom and Amy, and thank you so much on behalf of the combined federal campaign of the National Capital Area for having me on the Federal News Radio.
So we are halfway, I guess, toward Christmas or so. How are pay freezes and some of the budget-cutting measures affecting the giving that you're seeing?
Well, this is a remarkable story that only attests to the generous spirit of federal workers. We are ahead of where we were this time last year, year over year. Now, we're not quite there yet, so we have a real opportunity to close that gap, and we're over $27 million on the way to our $67.2 million goal.
So how is that balancing out? Do you find more people are giving, they're just giving a little bit less and there's more of them, or are fewer people giving but they're giving a little bit more and there's fewer of them?
Surprisingly, we have found some very interesting statistics. Right now, we are getting more pledges, which means more people are giving, and their average gift is over $500, which is just remarkable. And probably no one has heard this yet, but the Office of Personal Management has just extended our campaign through December 31st, so there is still time to give.
Okay, I want to make sure we get this right. This was just announced that they've extended the campaign to December 31st?
Yes,
that's pretty unusual.
Yes, they have extended it to the 31st. Usually the campaign closes on the 15th, but I really believe that the OPM realizes that the need out there, especially this year, is greater than ever. So we're giving our federal employees an extra grace period to the end of December to be able to give and make their pledges.
And for those that might not have signed up yet, tell us the methods by which someone can give.
It's very easy. I invite your listeners to go to our webpage. It's cfcnca.org, and it's so easy to give online through e-giving, through payroll deduction, credit cards, and if they're still in the old-fashioned mode, if they want to send cash or write out a check, they can always do that. But today's donors are so savvy, and we have made sure that they have plenty of e-giving opportunities.
John Lazar is the executive director of the combined federal campaign of the National Capital Area. I got to ask, do you think that's helping with the donations, making it so easy to do?
I don't think it's hurting us at all. I really think it's driving the ease of giving for so many people. And, you know, this year we've really taken on social media, and we think that's helping drive the campaign too. So I'd like to ask everybody to become a fan of our campaign on Facebook and Twitter and look for our videos. Again, all they have to do is go into YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, CFCNCA.
All right, so between now and December 31st now, what will you do to make sure the level of giving stays up, it doesn't tail off, and you get more people to sign up?
Well, we're working with our loaned executives, who are federal employees who are on loan to us for the campaign, but we've been doing a lot of creative things. We have a young donor advisory council, young federal workers, giving us insights on how to engage their generation and other generations. We've been having lend-a-hand events. These are receptions that have been really sponsored by GovLoop and City Paper throughout the city for the last several months, and in different agencies. They're having fun events. This is serious business, raising money for charities, but it can be fun. So they're singing jingles for money. FCA has a good stock hippie-themed campaign. FEC's football-themed kickoff was a lot of fun. FDA Health Walk and Mac and Cheese Cook-Off is raising money. And you know the Marines have a mascot, a dog named Chesty.
A dog named Chesty?
Yeah, we know about the Marines mascot. How is he involved?
He's there. Of course, he's a stuffed dog, but he's stuffed with commitment and love, and he's used at different events to just urge people within the Marine Corps to give to the campaign.
That sounds like a good dog, stuffed with
good
love
boy.
And good intentions. Yes, indeed. So also, there's quite a number of charities. Tell us about what's happened to the list this year versus last year. And do you know where people are tending to send their pledges or committing them to?
Great question. It's the beauty of this campaign. campaign is that there are over 4,100 charities that are approved. And depending on the passion of the donor, they get to choose a local charity, a national charity, or even an international charity. And they can go to our charity catalog on our website at cfcnca.org and look about the different types of charities, what their missions are, and decide as an informed donor where they would like to target their donation.
And one final piece of advice for folks maybe who are considering donating or who haven't donated yet, or what final word of advice would you have for them?
I say remember the CFCNCA is the only solicitation for charitable organizations created and run by federal employees. This is their campaign. Its success rests with 350,000 uniformed civilian and postal employees, and now they have to December 31st to make their pledge.